Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Sitka fellow Christian Irvin. Tell us a little bit about his project here in Sitka. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Christian, are you a recent graduate?
I am. I just graduated from Harvard's design school with a degree in design technology.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And you went right from graduation to packing to come to Sitka?
Yeah, more or less. I have been working as a research associate at Harvard, working on a program called the Adaptive Living Environments Research Group, which basically tries to develop interactive material assemblies for building scale systems. So basically turning windows, doors, whatever, these things into things that respond to either user input or environmental inputs.
Is that like a smart house?
Yeah, basically. A smart house, but more like smart building components.
That's very interesting. And I know, based on my college experience, you're always doing things for other people. You're never reading for leisure. You're always in sort of this delivery mode. But now that you're here in Sitka, you can sort of work on your own projects.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity. I mean, I think ostensibly a college experience, particularly graduate study, is all about you, and it's about you, your kind of interests, your pursuits, and that kind of thing. But it's always within the structure of coursework, of expectations for a thesis, and those kinds of things. So it's been a real privilege to be here and to have the opportunity to set my own agenda and work on work that I find intrinsically interesting and compelling. So it's been a great opportunity so far.
So what was the thread or the idea when you came here to Sitka? You're like, this is what I'm going to work on. And are you staying true to it?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I think it's adapted slightly. Initially, my proposal was to develop a series of tutorials on interaction design, particularly with a focus on how interactive technologies might have particular relevance for remote communities. I don't know if Sitka considers itself a remote community, but for me, it's definitely the farthest north I've ever lived. It feels isolated in a way that I'm not accustomed to. And so the role that interactive communication technologies have in a community like this, that's your sort of your connection to information, to other other parts of the world is particularly interesting to me, and particularly because the these technologies are becoming more and more immersive. So I guess we could talk about that, but so in particular, part of my interest is looking at the current state of the internet and impending technologies that are more and more three-dimensional. So if we look at the internet and the way that we think about the web page, for example, which is built on this metaphor of the book, you can start to look at impending technologies through WebGL and these kind of three-dimensional environments. The ability to render in browser a three-dimensional environment means that we can base the information that we're seeing and the kind of experiences that we have on the internet on other kind of paradigms, like the way that we interact with a space. I'm an architect by training, and so for me, it's intuitive to think about navigating a space of information rather than, say, using the book as a sort of metaphor.
That's interesting. And I'm just guessing that maybe web pages are based on books because it's something people are familiar with and you want people to have a higher success rate.
Yeah.
Do you think people will have is it going to be easy transition for folks to look in a, you know, more of a interactive three dimension because we live that every day, or is there going to be a little bit of a learning curve that this might feel unfamiliar, so give it a try?
Well, I think maybe I misspoke. I mean, I don't think that it necessarily replaces. I think it just allows for a different kind of a presentation of different kinds of information. So the book is a really it's a strong metaphor to base written content off of, obviously, and it's, you know, it's really efficient conveyor of information, but it allows for different kinds of experience, particularly a sort of for example, I mean, we spend, I mean, even talking about the internet is kind of a confusing thing at this point, because we don't interact with the internet itself. We're not, you know, glued to our computers interacting with a static kind of thing. You know, we're on our phones, we're out in the middle of the wilderness taking a picture, texting it to somebody, and all of these things involve, the internet as a sort of connecting medium. And so, the ability to do real-time video, to kind of create experiences that aren't necessarily, I'm sort of losing my train of thought here. I'm sorry, but experiences that are higher fidelity, that feel embodied, I think it just presents a really exciting opportunities.
It appears that a lot of people have different learning styles and different things that they feel comfortable with. Did you have sort of a charismatic moment when getting involved in this sort of design? What is your sort of like learning style or problem solving style, I should say?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I think that my learning style in particular often involves tinkering. So actually playing with something itself, trying to understand the way something works through kind of breaking it and fixing it and toying with it. For me, I mean, a lot of the work that I've been doing recently is in interactive devices, so actually physical things that have a sort of responsive quality. Somehow they have a little brain, they, you know, react to you as you use them. And for me, that has been really, really fun, because it's malleable in the way that programming a computer is malleable, but you're sort of programming matter, you're programming material. You know, it's these little mechanisms that kind of respond to you, and so intrinsically involves tinkering, which has been really fun.
Did you do a lot of tinkering as a architect student with any software?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that in a way, I mean, tinkering is sort of built into an architectural education to begin with, because you build models, you sort of think through making, and you use objects as things to think with, and that translates to the kind of software that we have to use, and the software that I was trained on. But with all of these things, you're sort of, like I was saying, objects are things to think with. So these softwares kind of come with their own metaphors built in, their own tools built in, and at a certain point you come across the limitations of these tools, and you have to, if you have a particular problem that you want to solve, you know, buildings are really complicated problems, and so I started developing, I mean, not really full-fledged programs, but little scripts, little ways to tweak these programs to better meet the kind of solutions I was looking for, and that was a sort of gateway for me into more full-fledged programming and application development.
So what's next after Sitka?
I'm not sure. That's an interesting question. I mean, I have to continue on with my research, it's been really nice to be here and devote some time to developing my own work, and I'm hoping that I'm able to leverage that in a way that allows me to continue to do so, because I think these are really pertinent questions. They're, to be a designer today is sort of, because we are, in a way, these objects that we produce are the things that we think through. They're the things that allow us to perceive the world and act in the world. And so to be a designer is to sort of have some say in the contemporary state of the human body. And so for me, it's a really exciting moment to be thinking through these ideas or these technologies that are just coming online and will fundamentally restructure the kind of impending state of the human body. So I think having an opportunity to play with these ideas, to develop new ways of interacting with information is exactly what I want to be doing right now. So I'm hoping that I can continue doing that on my own or within the context of some sort of academic research or working for a company that does these kinds of things.
Well, this has been a very exciting interview. Christian Irving, he's a Sitka Fellow. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much.